It's the time of year when everyone is making plans to hit the road. If you're gearing up to get outside, Amazon Automotive is here to help. Whether you're hitting the beach, the trail, or somewhere in between, you'll find great deals on parts and accessories for your car, truck, motorcycle, or RV. Simply visit us online to customize your vehicle with a wide selection of floor mats, bike racks, camping equipment, power sports, accessories, and more. Get going today at Amazon.com/automotive. That's Amazon.com/automotive. Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with a king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
What's up, this your boy Lil Duval, and check out my podcast, Conversations with Unc, on the Black Effect Podcast Network. Each and every Tuesday, Conversations with Unc podcast feature casuals and in-depth talk about ebbs and flows of life and the pursuit of happiness. Unlike my work on stage, I tap into a more serious and sensitive side to give life advice and simply offer words of encouragement, yet remind folks to never forget to laugh. Every Tuesday, listen to Conversations with Unc, hosted by Lil Duval on the Black Effect Podcast Network, iHeartRadio app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Presented by AT&T. Connecting changes everything.
There's a lot happening these days, but I have just the thing to get you up to speed on what matters without taking too much of your time. The 7 from the Washington Post is a podcast that gives you the 7 most important and interesting stories, and we always try to save room for something fun. You get it all in about 7 minutes or less. I'm Hannah Jewell. I'll get you caught up with the 7 every weekday. So follow the 7 right now.
Ron Ananian.
And he kept talking about this vanity light. What vanity light are you talking about? He goes, you know, the one above the sun visor. That's not a removable cover. They broke it.
The car doctor.
So wait a minute.
Yeah.
They broke his vet and he wasn't upset?
They broke his vet and he wasn't upset.
What's the matter with him?
I don't know.
Welcome to the radio home of Ron Ananian, the car doctor. Since 1991, this is where car owners the world over turn to for their definitive opinion on automotive repair. If your mechanic's giving you a busy signal, pick up the phone and call in. The garage doors are open.
But I am here to take your calls at 855-560-9900.
And now, here's Ronnie.
I go to the chiropractor once a week. I have for the past, 30 years. It's just something I do. And, you know, most of the time, the trip to the chiropractor, that weekly expedition, is, you know, pretty mundane. You get up, you leave the house, you go to the chiropractor, and, you know, you get adjusted, you come back, you're done. It's such a nice day here in the Northeast today. It really is. It's just, it's about 9 degrees too warm for the hot rod, but, you know, it's okay. So I took the hot rod this morning. For those of you that are new to the show, you know, a black two-door 55 Chevy, right? Who couldn't have fun in this thing? Ask Harrison Ford. So, and it's always, you know what? There's something about driving a hot rod. I think it has to do with, you know, I always think of that not the stereotype this, but I always look back to that scene, the last scene in American Graffiti 2 where Milner beats the factory when they're at the track and they're drag racing. There's that defiance of authority, right? And that's what America is. I mean, let's face it, when we broke away from England, we were defying authority. We threw the tea into the harbor and all of a sudden, hey, we create a country. Let's go. So maybe it's American to you know, defy authority like that and to stand up to the big guys and say, hey, enough is enough. So hot rods to me just become that moment of defiance. That's that I'm standing here and I'm saying, here's who I am. So So I felt like having a here's who I am moment. I took the hot rod to the chiropractor this morning. Make a long story short, although this is getting longer. And it's kind of neat. You're just zooming along Saturday morning, just minding your P's and Q's and, you know, air flowing through the car, your hair in the breeze, what little you have left because you're old now and you're not a kid anymore, but you're still, you know. And as I was going down, and I got to the chiropractor, and that was normal, and it was fun. You know, I got to the chiropractor. They all knew I was coming because I had the headers open. Like, you know, I don't think the headers have been closed once in 9 years. But, you know, I came in, rumbled the building, shook everybody up, elbowed some elbows, and, you know, wore my mask, went in, got adjusted, came out, and zipped down Route 17 South through Paramus in North Jersey. And yeah, the car kind of gets away from you. It just does. I mean, it's no different than any other hot rod. And you kind of lose track of what you're driving in the sense that you're just sort of zooming along and, you know, there's no radio on. You're just, you're listening to it. And that's the best music you can hear is the sound of the car. But you're always aware. You have to be aware because you're driving this black two-door 55, and you know, it's a different world out there today. The guy in the Prius that was in front of me at the traffic light on the way to the chiropractor, he saw it coming up, and I pulled up to stop behind him. He got so nervous, he ran the red light. I think I scared his Prius. Not hard to believe. So as I'm zooming down Route 17 South, you know, I don't know, 80, 85, just kind of zooming along there and trying to keep up with the flow of traffic, I notice in the rearview mirror, there's a white Mercedes Benz, and he's coming up hard, and he's just trying to catch up to me, and you can see he's really going out of his way. And as they get closer, because I'm trying to watch the road ahead, and I'm watching the guy behind me, that, you know, I'm starting to wonder how safe is this guy. And as he gets closer to me, I see it's a dad. It's a dad, a mom, and three kids in the back seat of this Benz. And the dad's pointing at black. You know, that's what it's black one, black two. This is black two. Dad's pointing at black two. And you can see him going, look at the car, look at the car. And he finally caught up to me. I slowed down a little bit. I don't want to strain the Mercedes. And they went by. And as I went by, the kids all with their phones, they're taking pictures with their phones of this, you know, old black car going down the road. And I thought to myself, you know, there's a microcosm of society. There's a lot of societal things that come up as a result of cars. And in the case of hot rods, it's you're carving out a moment in time. Because every one of those kids, maybe, at least one of them, 50 years from now will remember the time when dad chased down the black car on the road and we got to take pictures of it. Wasn't it neat? Wasn't that a loud car? Didn't it look funny? It looked so different than ours. And you can see the conversation in your head. And the glee in the kids' eyes kind of gave me hope for the future. Maybe somebody will, maybe kids will, maybe hot rodding will come back. That moment where everybody gets to display their intelligence and mechanical ability by being artists with automobiles. But it was a moment that defined who we are. It had nothing to do with ethnicity, with race, with political belief, with religious belief. It was, hey, look at this car. This is neat. And then they were gone. And I knew that, you know, I had created something. And the family would talk about that. And dad got to thump his chest. Hey, look, I caught the car. And I couldn't help but think, you know what? That's something that'll never happen if you're driving a Toyota Camry. Because who goes chasing a Toyota Camry to say, hey, look at that car. Isn't that neat? Look, it's got GPS, factory power windows. It's got self-steering. It's got crash avoidance. Nobody cares. It doesn't mean anything. But hot rods, that's a defining American moment. That's a moment of here's who we are, here's what we can do, and here's what we've created. And it was just a good time. And there's never a bad time driving a hot rod. And I just think, you know, maybe we need more of them. And maybe it'll help define who we are and what we can do with cars, because we sure used to be able to do a lot of things. And now I think cars are just getting too boring. But, you know, we'll see. In any event, whatever you're driving and whatever it is that you happen to be working on, that's what this radio show is here for. Not just talking about hot rods, but talking about your car and its problems, because that's what I do. You know, we're here to welcome a few new affiliates this week, and we're glad to have you, as always, along with the others. And, you know, if you've got any questions, comments, or concerns, 855-560-9900 is the phone number. by all means, give us a call. That number is 24/7, by the way. Tom Ray, the exquisite executive producer of this radio broadcast, is always around and always ready to answer the phone and put you on in the next live broadcast as we monitor forward. Let's get over to the phones. Let's go to Richard in Virginia. Richard's got some questions about rebuilding engines. Richard, Ron and Annie and the Car Doctor at your service, sir. How can I help?
Well, no, I don't have a question about rebuilding. I've rebuilt thousands of them. I am an ASE certified heavy diesel mechanic, and you were talking last week about laying there in your bed thinking about a repair on some car, okay?
Right.
And that really hit a nut with me, because back when I was building engines, I would lay there in the bed before I went to sleep and go every bolt, over every bolt that I touched to make sure I torqued it right and everything was done before I could lay my head down.
And it's just
part of being us.
Yeah, just part of being us. And you think about the liability, right, involved in engine repair. To me, it's the closest thing to open heart surgery a mechanic can do, because you're into everything. You're responsible for every piece in that engine to make sure it operates. And look at the skill level involved and that's required of you, right, Richard? That you take.
Oh, yes, certainly.
It's just hard to express.
I went to school and was classically trained in this stuff. I can add and subtract in thousands. I read micrometers. I've mic'd all this stuff. I plastic gauge. It's just stuff you do to know that when you're done, you're putting a product out there that's 110%, and the guy's going to drive it for 500,000 miles.
Right. And are you retired now? Are you still doing it? Or
No, sir. I'm on the verge of retirement. I'm doing some fleet maintenance for a local city here, which is not engine building, but, I still get to play with the computer some and troubleshoot an issue every now and then. So it's not too bad. But, yeah, I'm close to retirement.
Now, is there a next kid in line to take your place, or is there a need for what you do anymore?
I tell you, I ran an international dealer for about 10 years, and I had the hardest time to find somebody willing to come in and do the work. And I didn't understand, because the job pays very well. You're going to make $60,000-$70,000 a year.
Right.
I don't understand, but there's nobody out there filling those positions. Very few.
Well, and I guess it sort of depends where you are and what part of the country, right? And, Virginia's cost of living is so different. In North Jersey, you need $60,000 a year to be broke.
Oh, yeah, sure. But down here in Virginia, it's not that kind of
right.
It's not that kind of money. It don't cost that much to live.
Right. Cost of living is different. Yeah. No, absolutely.
It's a lot cheaper to live. Yeah.
Do you think it's because there's no...
I'm not inviting y'all down now. I'm just saying.
Yeah. No, I get it, Richard. I'm right there with you. I often wonder how is the next generation going to be enticed to want to work on cars? Because I don't know if, I don't know if there's enough money, and what is that going to cost? Somebody told me something interesting the other day. I haven't checked it out to see if it's true or not. We were talking about buying hand tools, and somebody was telling me they were online. And for example, he was looking at an online tool dealer in Oklahoma, I don't know where, versus an online tool dealer in North Jersey. And he was saying the price of Milwaukee power tools was substantially cheaper in Oklahoma.
Yeah.
And I said, how can that be? I thought Milwaukee set their prices at one level. And, he said, no. He said, I think it has something to do with the cost of living. So I don't know. Do we adjust for that on a regional basis rolling across America?
Well,
you wonder.
No, because everybody has the internet. What's dying is that tool man that drove up in the truck.
Right.
Let you walk through his stuff. That job is coming to an end. That's going to disappear shortly.
Yeah. Right now, there was a time when we had Matco, Cromwell would sniff around the front door of the shop, and Snap-on. Yeah. Right now, we only have a Snap-on guy, and I'm fine with that. And, personally, I have to say, I say shame on Mac and Matco and the rest of them that they haven't come up with a way to distribute tools minus the tool guy. There should be an easier way to do it than, having to call the company and tools delivered. And I guess in this day and age of FedEx and UPS and everything else, we could do our shopping and have things sent back and forth that way. But they haven't developed a business model that does that. It seems like it's too big of a deal.
The bad thing about it for us is, you get in my line of work, you're going to end up with, $40,000-$50,000 worth of tools.
Easy.
You know, throughout your career.
Easy.
Not too many jobs make you show up with that.
Right. Well, you know, I always say, and we'll leave it here, I always say auto repair is one of the few industries I know of. You go to school, you spend 2 years in a trade school, you spend upwards of $40,000 or $50,000 for that education, and then you're expected to walk out the door, buy a toolbox, fill it to some level with basic tools. You'll have at least $100,000 invested in the first 2 years between your education and the price of the toolbox. And the repair shops, you know, what are they going to pay you? $15-$20 an hour?
Yeah.
And
it
doesn't make any sense. And we're slowly shooting ourselves in the foot, and people are going to have to understand. You want to drive that rolling computer? You want to drive that expensive $100,000 car? It's going to take a rocket scientist to fix it, and you're going to have to start paying the price. So we'll see.
Yeah.
We'll see where it goes. Richard, I want to thank you for the call, and I want to wish you well, and I hope you have a good rest of the afternoon.
I really
brother.
Enjoyed the show, man.
Thank you very much. Thank you.
Proud
to be here for you. Thank you very much. 855-560-9900. Ron and Annie, the Car Doctor. We're running late, so let me hit the gate. I'll be back right after this.
It's the time of year when everyone is making plans to hit the road. If you're gearing up to get outside, Amazon Automotive is here to help. Whether you're hitting the beach, the trail, or somewhere in between, you'll find great deals on parts and accessories for your car, truck, motorcycle, or RV. Simply visit us online to customize your vehicle with a wide selection of floor mats, bike racks, camping equipment, power sports, accessories, and more. Get going today at Amazon.com/automotive. That's Amazon.com/automotive.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
Hey, this is Christina Quinn. I'm the host of Try This, the Washington Post's new series of audio courses. The idea behind Try This is to become better functioning humans without having to comb the internet for countless hours. In our first course, we learned how to sleep better. Now, we're going to learn how to make our friendships stronger. I'll offer expert tips that are doable, and I'll keep it short. So let's do this. Classes in session. Find Try This from the Washington Post wherever you listen.
Are you on the hunt for a new home this spring, but don't know where to start? Fisher Homes is your solution. Your new home should reflect you from the front door to the kitchen and even your outdoor space. Start your journey by selecting your ideal home site, like in a cul-de-sac or that's tree-lined, and then choose from a variety of expertly designed floor plans. Bring it all together at our Lifestyle Design Center. Let Fisher Homes be your new home solution this spring and start making memories at fisherhomes.com.
Little GTO, you're really looking fine. Three deuces and a four-speed.
Need advice on how to maintain that classic GTO? Ron is the guy. 855-560-9900. Here's Ron.
By the way, remember a few weeks ago, we had a few calls. The gentleman called in about the Mustang. He was looking for performance brakes, and I couldn't think of the name of the brake pad company. Well, Shelby Jimmy rose to the rescue. I emailed Jimmy about a week ago, and he had to dig through his files, and he found that it was Porterfield. Porterfieldbrakes.com. Actually, there's a hyphen in between Porterfield and Brakes. But he and I have been using Porterfield Brakes on both of our classic hot rod cars for quite some time now. Good results, good stopping power, don't wear, don't fade. So you might want to take a look at them, Porterfield/Brakes.com, and see what that gets you if you're looking for something in a performance application. John in Oregon, 04 Ford Explorer. How can I help, sir? What's going on?
Hey, Ron, I'm getting a code for a fuel level indicator.
Okay.
So I took it over to the mechanic. He diagnosed the code, and I said, "What's the diagnosis on this car?" And he says, "Well, you need a new fuel bundle. If the gauge is still working and the fuel pump's still working, you need a new system, a fuel bundle, I guess." So
a fuel sender.
Fuel sender, yeah.
Okay, was it
so
a was it
he
a
didn't
P0?
Put it up on the rack. He didn't do anything to diagnose it further. That's just what he told me.
Was it a P0463, John?
I don't remember the code, and I was trying to look it up. I got an Altel, and I didn't have time to look it up this morning, but okay. It was something like that, yeah.
All right. So let's just talk about it for a quick second. A P0463 or a fuel level sender, the reason that sets a check engine light is because the vehicle computer needs to know fuel level. So it's part of its information package, so it knows to run various tests and monitors. For example, evaporative emissions. It's going to run the EVAP monitor based on fuel level. Or it's one of the inputs for EVAP monitor to run. So it's not going to run it above 3/4 or below 1/4. That's one of the inputs it has to clear in order for it to run. So, you know, lack of that input is why the check engine light turns on. For everybody out there saying, why would a gas gauge make a check engine light turn on? It's part of the emissions package. Everything's related to emissions when it comes to that light. That's all they're concerned about. So that being said, this is an 04. This is a 2004 Ford Explorer, right?
Right.
How many
miles
on it?
145,000.
Plan on keeping the car?
You know, I bought it new. There's no salt out here in Oregon. It's been in the garage. Paint's good. I use a 26 yellow wax.
Right.
Looks new. Would I put a tranny in it? I don't know. I think probably.
You know this speech.
I know.
All right.
Yeah.
You know this speech.
Yeah. So I bought a bundle and I went online. I talked to the mechanic about it. We checked with Ford and the Motorcraft fuel unit, assembly unit. I got online and it was about half the price of the dealer. So I just hope I'm going down the right road. I'm almost tempted to do it myself. I've got a 4-post lift, but yeah, it's right on the ragged edge. He quoted me $370 for labor, which I don't think is too bad for that job.
To take the tank down, absolutely not.
I bought a filter for it while the tank's down. So think I'm going in the right direction?
Yeah, I think so. But now let me ask you, are you doing a complete fuel pump assembly or just the level sender?
The whole assembly. We talked, and I said, well, as long as we're in there, let's do it all.
Let's just do a pump, sure.
Again.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. I think that makes perfect sense. And I think you're going in the right direction. And, it's just make sure that when you're buying it online, that you're buying from a reputable source. You know, there's places on Amazon where you'll see, you know, Motorcraft, and it's coming from China, and it's not real Motorcraft, and you kind of don't know until you get it. And then that's a problem unto itself, John, so you have to be careful of that. Just for giggles, if you haven't gotten it yet, check out O'ReillyAuto.com, see if O'Reilly Auto Parts has it, and see what kind of pricing you can get there, and that's quick and easy enough. I'm Ron Ananian, the Car Doctor. We are back right after this. Don't go away.
It's the time of year when everyone is making plans to hit the road. If you're gearing up to get outside, Amazon Automotive is here to help. Whether you're hitting the beach, the trail, or somewhere in between, you'll find great deals on parts and accessories for your car, truck, motorcycle, or RV. Simply visit us online to customize your vehicle with a wide selection of floor mats, bike racks, camping equipment, power sports, accessories, and more. Get going today at amazon.com/automotive. That's amazon.com/automotive. Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets. If you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
I bet you're smart.
Yeah, and you like to hold your own in the group chat.
We can help you drop even more knowledge. My name is Martine Powers.
And I'm Elahe Izadi. We host a daily news podcast called Post Reports.
Every weekday afternoon, Post Reports takes you inside an important and interesting story with the kind of reporting that you can only get from The Washington Post.
You can listen to Post Reports wherever you get your podcasts. Go find it now and hit follow.
Are you on the hunt for a new home this spring, but don't know where to start? Fisher Homes is your solution. Your new home should reflect you from the front door to the kitchen and even your outdoor space. Start your journey by selecting your ideal home site, like in a cul-de-sac or that's tree-lined, and then choose from a variety of expertly designed floor plans. Bring it all together at our Lifestyle Design Center. Let Fisher Homes be your new home solution this spring and start making memories at fisherhomes.com.
My name, the Car Doctor. I thought, hey, Tom, I'm still here. Tom, you're there, Tom. Tom.
Oh, unfortunately, Tom. You are still there.
Well, you know. So we're going good today, right? Should we tell everybody what experiment we're trying today? Does it matter?
Probably doesn't matter, but it's actually cool for the geeks in the crowd. I am actually controlling the audio console control board that's in the studio right over there where I was standing last week, and I'm controlling it from my house.
Right. We're really automating the whole thing. So
yeah,
we're working towards that moment. You know, you know where this is headed, right?
A new host?
Well, basically. no, I'm only... Where we want this to go is... Tom, I want to buy an RV. I'm going to tell you this right here.
Uh-oh.
And I think it would be really cool if I could tour America... You know, the wife and I would go out and drive around America, and every week I'd do the radio show from a different city.
And why do I think it'll be outfitted like the one in Stripes?
Yeah, right, exactly, because we'll need full weaponry. Oh, absolutely. Oh, we would.
Come on. Right,
yeah, you know.
Satellite antenna, you have to have a jacuzzi? Come on, man.
Right, yeah, absolutely. I would need all that. But that's kind of what this is about. We're sort of getting ready for the next level, the next generation of the Car Doctor as we... continue to look and expand. So I'm not getting older, I'm getting better, folks.
That's okay. You'll go out to some place and we'll just sit here and say, hey, Ron's out here. If you show up, you're part of the show.
Right. Well, we could do that too. You know,
that'd be
it's
cool.
It's
that'd be very cool.
Although, you know, Car Doctor sightings get a little weird. I'll tell you a story later about I had something going on this morning at the pet store, but that's a whole nother story.
Well, the car doctor is a little weird, so hey.
Well, yeah, I know it's you know. Well, I was buying. I had to go get dog food today, and I walked in, and Kim at the dog food store in Ramsey, very nice, very sweet, and you know she knows who I am, she knows what I do, and she doesn't make a big deal out of it, which is the way it's supposed to be, right? It's just somebody talking about cars. It's not a big deal, and. Another woman came in, and Kim asked me a car question, and I kind of rattled off the answer. And the other woman stood there, and her jaw kind of, huh? You know, you could see the, because I don't think about it. I just start answering questions like I'm, you know, just, it's like, what color is the sky? Well, the sky is blue. It's made up of several clouds today. It's, the winds are blowing in from the southeast, you know, and I just kind of do that. And the woman went, geez, do you know who you, and Kim said, that's because, and I said, I have to go.
Love it.
And you know,
who was that masked man?
Well, it's kind of it, and it really was. Again, I'm wearing the mask, right? It's this whole masked man thing is just, you know. So where's the Lone Ranger when you need him? Anyway, let me go over and talk to Steve in Wisconsin. He's waiting there very patiently, listening to us babble. Steve in Wisconsin, sir, how can we help today? What's going on?
Hi.
Yes, sir.
Everything's fine here in Wisconsin.
Cool.
Rejuvenating car batteries.
Say it again, Steve. You're everything may be fine in Wisconsin, but the phone connection isn't doing so great.
Your voice is all garbled up all of a sudden. Is it better?
Is that better? No, that's not better. Steve, call us back on a different line. Tom, let me take this. Let me do it like this. You know, it's funny Steve brings that up. I think Steve wanted to talk about rejuvenating batteries. I had reached out to Gary Mackey at Associated, and we were talking about it, because the whole idea of rejuvenating batteries, to me, is interesting. The idea that you can extend the life of a battery by, you know, using a desulfator and breaking it down and recharging. And Gary, Gary wrote, oh, you're there. Steve, are you
there? I am here now.
Okay, there we go. And Steve actually wrote back, and he said, the caller with solar equipment was talking about rejuvenating large batteries by putting high voltage to break down the sulfation on the plate is off base. Now, this is coming from Associated. As we all know, high voltage above the recommended level by battery type will damage the battery. All of our wheel chargers have a feature called deep discharge recovery mode. This rejuvenation mode works with our patented pulse technology mode, which hits the battery with 1 second on, 1 second off, which flexes the plates in the battery to help knock off the scaling on the plates. We can almost always bring back deeply discharged batteries to voltage in the 14s, but that doesn't mean the battery has the ability to hold CCA ratings. You really need a load tester to see how well it performs after charging. That makes sense to me. And that's what I was kind of noodling as I'm listening to everybody talk about rejuvenating batteries with these sulfators. What was your comment, Steve?
Well, my comment is, I've been 3 years in the car industry, had a couple of years in a gas station.
Yeah, hey Steve, I gotta tell you, Steve, I gotta tell you, the phone's breaking up again. I'll tell you what, let's pull over and take a pause early. Tom, see if you can get him back on a different phone line, because I'd love to hear your input. Just try and get on a better phone. It's imperative. I don't want to torture everybody. 855-560-9900. Ron and Annie, the Car Doctor. We're coming back right after this.
It's the time of year when everyone is making plans to hit the road. If you're gearing up to get outside, Amazon Automotive is here to help. Whether you're hitting the beach, the trail, or somewhere in between, you'll find great deals on parts and accessories for your car, truck, motorcycle, or RV. Simply visit us online to customize your vehicle with a wide selection of floor mats, bike racks, camping equipment, power sports, accessories, and more. Get going today at amazon.com/automotive. That's amazon.com/automotive. Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with a king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
Finding the right news podcast can feel like dating. It seems promising until you start listening.
When you hit play on Post Reports, you'll get fascinating conversations and sometimes a little fun, too. I'm Martine Powers.
And I'm Elahe Azadi. Martine and I are the hosts of Post Reports. The show comes out every weekday from The Washington Post.
You can follow and listen to Post Reports wherever you get your podcasts. It'll be a match, I promise.
Are you on the hunt for a new home this spring, but don't know where to start? Fisher Homes is your solution. Your new home should reflect you from the front door to the kitchen and even your outdoor space. Start your journey by selecting your ideal home site, like in a cul-de-sac or that's tree-lined, and then choose from a variety of expertly designed floor plans. Bring it all together at our Lifestyle Design Center. Let Fisher Homes be your new home solution this spring and start making memories at fisherhomes.com.
I got my first real six string, blow it out the five.
Ron Nene, the car doctor, here at 855-560-9900. Let's see if Steve's there. Steve, are you there, sir? Steve?
Yeah.
Steve?
Yes.
Much better than new. So
okay.
Go ahead. So we were talking about battery rejuvenation and recharging and rejuvenation mode and refreshes. Mm-hmm. What are your thoughts on it? Because I know you have some comments.
Well, my father taught me years and years ago, like over 40 years ago, how to rejuvenate a battery. And I've been using that. I have a emergency power inverter, and I have a couple of deep cycle batteries that I use to power that. Just in short time emergencies, I like using that instead of buying a whole complete system to do it.
Right.
It's infrequent. Well, anyway, so these batteries naturally, because they don't get used a lot, will over time sulfate.
Right.
So here's the method I use and the method I was taught. The first thing is to discharge the battery completely. I use like a 2057 light bulb wired in where you've got two elements burning, and you could use a headlight or anything. So you discharge that battery completely. In my case, it takes about 24 hours to completely discharge it. Then the second thing you do is remove the caps, add water as needed, and leave the caps off. And then don't use an automatic charger. Don't use one of these newfangled deals. Just use basic 6-amp charger. Probably best would be one of those that you have two choices, 2 amps or 6 amps. Because a completely dead battery, sometimes if you start out with 6 amps, it'll break, blow the circuit breaker in the charger. So you basically charge it at 6 amps for 24 hours is about the normal time. And it starts out unnaturally, not being overcharging, but it becomes a case where it's overcharging the battery. That's not a bad thing. That helps to desulfate the battery. And then after 24 hours of charging, let the battery sit for another 24 hours before checking your standing voltage. If at that time it's 12.5 volts or more, you're done. If it's less than 12.5 volts, repeat the process. You can do this as many times as you want to. It doesn't hurt the battery, unless, of course, you didn't add water to a low cell. And it works perfectly good. It's not costly and doesn't hurt anything, and it'll bring a battery back to almost new life.
I think this debate is going to go on for some time, Steve, because I'll leave it here for today, and I appreciate your input. I'm not saying you're wrong, because I'm sure what you did works, and it works for you. I don't discount or discourage something. Somebody says it works, right? My thought is, because I agree with what you're saying, but I also agree with what Gary's saying. I'd love to see a load tester on that battery, and how does that battery hold up on a CCA load test? Because to
I've not load tested the battery, so I couldn't answer that one.
But if you're telling me now, are you using these batteries to start a vehicle or power something in your home in the event of an electrical failure?
It's for emergency use. For instance, I have a 1500/3000 peak inverter. I use that in the summertime if we have a power outage. It keeps my freezer in the garage. It keeps my refrigerator freezer in the house. Keeps them cold so we don't, if it's a 3-day power outage, so we don't ruin anything. In the wintertime, I have a gas fireplace, but the fan won't work if there's no power. So I'll power that fan and then end up everybody else is shivering in their houses when there's a power outage. I'm just toasty warm.
Right.
So it just, and there's another reason why you do it that way. Any of these other systems are, one, they're very expensive. If you got a portable system, you have the situation where it sits and the gas gets old in it. with this system with two batteries, if one of the batteries goes down, you can put that on your car. You have two cars in the garage. You have two tanks full of gas. You can sit and charge up the depleted battery while you use the second battery to keep your house going.
Right.
And it's inexpensive. I mean, this inverter costs like $140.
I wonder how that battery would, you know, hold up everyday use in an automobile. You know, as I've said before, that I think if the technology was viable for the automobile on a continuous basis, they would have applied it by now. The, you know, short of, hey, we want to sell you a new battery every 4 to 6 years, I think it would be a big boon to the environment that we wouldn't have to be dealing with recycling batteries, taking things apart, and, you know, remanufacturing another battery for that one's replacement. But I think perhaps in your scenario where, and for everyone else that's using it to power an inverter or something around the house, that electrical failure backup system, maybe it does work. So I won't discount it. I will say that for Gary to say that regarding how Associated sees it, Associated Equipment is one of the industry's leaders. And I don't see where they profit from selling batteries. They profit from charging batteries and testing batteries. That's their thing. And I don't think they have any skin in the game to say, hey, don't buy a battery, charge it. I think that doesn't matter to them. You know, I will say that also I want to comment, and I'll leave it here. I'll just ask you the question real quick, answer in 30 seconds or less. How many people do you think would put up with recharging a battery such as you're describing today? You know, it takes a lot of patience to do that, right?
You're right. Probably not a lot. I'm 73, and so I got a lot of time.
Right. You know, it's people get aggravated when their cell phone doesn't work after 3 months and they're screaming for a new one. So to expect them to take the responsibility and recharge a battery, not so much. Steve, I appreciate the call, and I appreciate you calling back and your thoughts, sir. Thank you very much.
Thank you. Have a good day.
You're very welcome. You take good care. 855-560-9900. Ron and Annie, the Car Doctor, coming back right after this.
It's the time of year when everyone is making plans to hit the road. If you're gearing up to get outside, Amazon Automotive is here to help. Whether you're hitting the beach, the trail, or somewhere in between, you'll find great deals on parts and accessories for your car, truck, motorcycle, or RV. Simply visit us online to customize your vehicle with a wide selection of floor mats, bike racks, camping equipment, power sports, accessories, and more. Get going today at Amazon.com/automotive. That's Amazon.com/automotive.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
There's a lot happening these days, but I have just the thing to get you up to speed on what matters without taking too much of your time. The 7 from the Washington Post is a podcast that gives you the 7 most important and interesting stories, and we always try to save room for something fun. You get it all in about 7 minutes or less. I'm Hannah Jewell. I'll get you caught up with the 7 every weekday. So follow the 7 right now.
Are you on the hunt for a new home this spring?
but don't know where to start? Fisher Homes is your solution. Your new home should reflect you, from the front door to the kitchen and even your outdoor space. Start your journey by selecting your ideal home site, like in a cul-de-sac or that's tree-lined, and then choose from a variety of expertly designed floor plans. Bring it all together at our Lifestyle Design Center. Let Fisher Homes be your new home solution this spring and start making memories at fisherhomes.com.
Welcome back. Ron and Andy, the Car Doctor. Let's get over to, is Walter there? Walter, are you there, sir? I think Walter went away. Look at that. We had Walt from Hawaii all scheduled to go. And I think Walter ran away. How could that possibly happen? So let me jump on to the next thing here. I actually wanted to talk about this hour anyway. I wanted to get this out of the way. I want to talk a little bit about an article I got from Micah up in Maine. And I always appreciate Micah's input like everybody else. It's an article that appeared in Auto Trader, and it talks about advanced driver assistance could be to blame for distracted drivers. And the article goes on to study. It's a study from Virginia Tech Transportation Institute, reports a few key findings, including how driver behavior based on technology in their cars is creating accidents. It defines driver aids. What are driver aids? Driver aids are things that, you know, adaptive cruise control, lane keeping assistance, you know, some of the things, self-steering that we've kind of becoming commonplace now, right? It's things that are keeping us on the road and keeping us safe and keeping us pointed in the right direction. And the issue the article goes on to talk about is that a lot of times it's drivers are doing a variety of things. We're either counting on the technology too much. It takes us too long to get the technology to work, or we're fascinated by it such that we're playing with it on the road and we're distracted to the point that we actually have an accident. And, you know, it's a problem. Listen, it's hard, right? I went to Baltimore 2 months ago in my daughter's Escape, and she's got adaptive cruise control. And it is kind of fascinating, right? I'd set the cruise control for 62 or whatever the speed limit was, wherever we were on I-95, and it would slow down and keep up and slow down and keep up. And you can make good time, but you're kind of watching the speedometer. You have to, it's a mental thing where you have to stop and, you know, don't argue. You're fighting looking at the speedometer as the car does its thing and the adaptive cruise control kicks in and does what it wants to do. And it makes me think that perhaps, well, maybe I know that we've over-technologized. We put too much technology in the car. People aren't ready for this. How much of this do we need? You know, we're going to have to give it up. Look, we're not flying to Mars. We're going down to the local Stop and Shop to buy groceries. And it's a question of, do we need all this technology to take the trip around the block, or are we slowly making it so complicated nobody's going to be able to do it? I had a conversation with somebody today that kind of referenced, you know, is the car so complicated that nobody's going to be able to afford to drive them, much less fix them? And I said, or are we making them so complicated nobody will be able to do either? Something to think about. I'm Ron and Annie and the Car Doctor reminding you this time, every time, each time, for a good time, good mechanics aren't expensive. They're priceless. See ya.
It's the time of year when everyone is making plans to hit the road. If you're gearing up to get outside, Amazon Automotive is here to help. Whether you're hitting the beach, the trail, or somewhere in between, you'll find great deals on parts and accessories for your car, truck, motorcycle, or RV. Simply visit us online to customize your vehicle with a wide selection of floor mats, bike racks, camping equipment, power sports, accessories, and more. Get going today at amazon.com/automotive. That's amazon.com/automotive.
Are you on the hunt for a new home this spring, but don't know where to start? Fisher Homes is your solution. Your new home should reflect you, from the front door to the kitchen and even your outdoor space. Start your journey by selecting your ideal home site, like in a cul-de-sac or that's tree-lined, and then choose from a variety of expertly designed floor plans. Bring it all together at our Lifestyle Design Center. Let Fisher Homes be your new home solution this spring and start making memories at fisherhomes.com.
The wait is almost over. Get ready for the 2024 NFL season as the full schedule is announced.
Every rivalry, every rematch, every rookie debut, every game revealed. The 2024 NFL Schedule Release, presented by Verizon, coming in May. Live on NFL Network, ESPN2, and streaming on NFL Plus. Terms and conditions apply to NFL Plus. Visit NFL.com/schedule release to learn more.
Refinancing your car at Kemba Financial Credit Union can get you quick access to cash to help manage high-rate debts and expenses. Get up to $500 next day cash back, plus no payments for 90 days, and take cash equity out. Make your car work for you and drive away with extra cash. Apply at Kemba.org. Restrictions apply. Offer ends April 30th, 2024. Federally insured by NCUA.